Jeff Ramsey faces one of his biggest challenges to date. He is tasked with bringing an operation back on track that is so deep into a tailspin, it may all just be too little too late. Despite having the quintessential destination location, things are a mess. The equipment is hopelessly inadequate, and the staff is in denial. This is KKK Kitchen Nightmares.
All right, we're here in this lovely rural setting. Beautiful nature all around. Great location. Picturesque train station. And just a lovely town. How could you not thrive in this type of setting? I guess we're here to find out. Hi, I'm Gordon. Are you in charge here?
Me? No. I'm more like, how do you say, general manager.
Well, how about you bring me a menu while you go looking for him?
No menu, chef. Our cooks make one dinner a day.
Okay, well, let's see it then.
Right away, chef.
This place looks like a giant mess hall. The decor is hideous. It's got no personality. Looks like it was built at the turn of the century. The 20th century, that is. It's ghastly. Dust everywhere.
Here you go.
Thank you. This bread is lumpy. This cheese is bland. And this sausage is overcooked. Drab. Dreary. And this coffee tastes like it's several hours old. This is disgusting. It's shit. Come here. How would you rate the food here?
Oh, the cooks do the best with what they have.
Oh, hello, Chef Ramsey. So glad to see you. Willkommen.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. You're Rudolf? The man in charge?
Yes, ich bin responsible for the day-to-day of this operation.
Well, your food sucks, and the ambience is severely lacking.
Well, I disagree, but I'm sure you will come to see we run a tight ship around here.
I doubt it, but let's move on. Is this an electrical fence?
No, chef. But it is totally sufficient in keeping the boys in their striped pajamas. Little German humor.
Fuck me. All right. What fresh hell is this?
This is our pedal-powered masturbation machine. See, we collect the semen of the Jew boys in order to prove the superiority of the Aryan race.
This is your masturbation-slash-torture device. It's made out of fucking wood. There's not an ounce of carbon fiber in this contraption. If Commandant McNabb were here, he'd send you straight to the Eastern Front.
Well, I don't think Commandant McNabb would...
In fucking flip-flops. Fuck off. I've gotten tighter squeezes from Desmond is amazing. Now quick, please, show me something that doesn't suck.
This way, chef.
Blimey, fuck me, that is one nice football pitch. Where's this fucking music coming from?
It is the orchestra, chef.
A fucking orchestra? What kind of fucking... No, just never mind. Just take me where we need to go.
Jawohl, chef. Und wir are here.
All right. Enlighten me. What the fuck is this?
It is our famous gas chamber, chef.
Is this a fucking joke? I am looking at a wooden shed with broken windows, and you are telling me you are gassing Jews in this fucking contraption? I'd have more luck finding a functional homicidal gas chamber at fucking IKEA.
Hey, Ramsey, we gas Jews in here all the time. Thousands of them, every day.
There's a fucking wheelbarrow and a shovel in the corner.
Those are for transportation and...
Stop it with this nonsense. If you're killing Jews in this thing, I'm the Mufti of Jerusalem. You can lie to yourself all you want, but don't you fucking stand there and lie to me. Have you no pride in your work? When did you lose your passion? And you're telling me you're supposed to be in charge of the Endlosung? This is a fucking joke. Your lack of professionalism is an affront to counter Zionism anywhere. Final solution? You fina so lost it. Get out of my fucking sight. I need to process this level of bullshit.
Chef Ramsey is shocked. He is faced with a leadership that has lost all passion.
Come here. What's your name again?
Arthur.
Arthur. Was he always like this? Because I am looking at a man that is... completely uninterested in industrial-level extermination.
You spend so much time around these people. The complaining. The constant kvetching. Food is not kosher, even though it is. Mail is not on time. And then you have these weirdos, like the poop diamond lady, who just get burnt out. It used to be all about the Jewish question.
This is a fucking joke. Could you honestly call this a homicidal operation right now? The man in charge is basically a nigger lover at this point. How many Jews have you dispatched this month? And be fucking honest.
Chef, one of them slipped and drowned in the pool and another succumbed to Donovanosis.
Blimey, fuck me. This is not a holocaust. This is a hologram. You have managed to put the blah in Birkenau. Everybody go home right fucking now. I want everyone here, first thing in the morning, if we're to answer the Jewish fucking question, we need to get our shit together.
Yes, Chef. Thank you, Chef.
It is so much worse than Chef Ramsay originally expected. His team is going to have to work through the night to even have a chance to get this outfit back on schedule.
All right, everyone, gather around. First up, looks like a normal cage, right?
He's nice cage.
Wrong. Look over there. My good friends at ZipRecruiter were kind enough to supply you with a bear and an eagle.
They look like a badass tag team.
I'm at the loss for words. The Jews are going to love this.
And remember that sorry excuse for a masturbation machine? Take a look at this brand new 12-speed, 100% carbon fiber beauty over there, supplied by the man with the fucked up ears.
I'm speechless. It looks so aerodynamic.
It's so smooth. I almost want to take a ride myself.
When I first got here, I was astounded at the condition of your gas shed. So we took the liberty of cutting a hole into the ceiling of this air raid shelter. Voila.
I feel like now the other camps will finally stop laughing at us.
Wow. And it has a lid and everything.
And last, but certainly not least, yes, it looks like a couple of railroad girders, but this is actually your very own outdoor crematorium. We took a look at Creamer 2, 3, 4, and 5, and with the numbers you boys will be doing here, that's just not going to cut it. So I had one of my guys and some dude who built a campfire once put this baby together.
Chef Ramsay really did it. Complete overhaul. I can't wait to see what we can do with the place.
I think I'm going to cry. It is all so beautiful. These Jews are in for a treat. Thank you, Sean, Chef Ramsay, for all your help. But most of all, for giving us our confidence back. He has really put back the pep in our goose step.
With their confidence restored, and with proper equipment, I'm excited to see what these guys can do. I think the Jews will be talking about this one for a long time to come.